Lindsay Arnett and Betty Sesh each spent about 4 to 6 months completing the program. The CDA is the most widely recognized credential in early childhood education. Jessica Mills Clark is Ketchikan's outreach liaison for the Association for the Education of Young Children. Clark says individuals offering child care out of their homes do not need a CDA, but child care centers must have at least one staff member with a CDA on site. She says having two professional-level child care providers at one facility provides greater flexibility.
Licensing requires a CDA to be on site at all times, and if you only have one person, let's say, who's got this credential, that person has to open and close. And having child care, you know, open early in the morning and into the evening hours meets the needs of working parents.
Clark says CDAs are not only caregivers, they are also educators.
Teaching infants and toddlers is a profession, and it takes a variety of skills because children at this young age learn within their environments from the people in their environments.
Lindsay Arnett says getting her CDA was a lengthy process. She needed 120 credit hours of classes and trainings and 480 hours of experience working with children, and she had to create a professional portfolio. She also was observed interacting with children and quizzed by a professional. Arnett says the hard work was well worth it.
I've learned a great deal, and I'm so much more confident with every age group that we work with here. I work with infants, toddlers, preschoolers, and school-agers, and I feel like I have a handle on what their needs are and how best to meet them. So I think it's a great thing. It's definitely good.
Arnett says having the credential also increases employment opportunities.
Before I got my CDA, I was just basically a caregiver. But now having had my CDA and have that under my belt, I could be a substitute teacher at a school. I could be an assistant teacher. I am now the preschool teacher here at the daycare. So it definitely widens what all you can do in child development.
Betty Sesh agrees getting the CDA was worth the effort. She says she plans to take additional classes.
It is rewarding, interesting. I found a lot of the classes that I got to take online, which was very convenient, were very interesting, and I've actually started looking at more of the classes that I don't need anymore, but just were of interest at that time.
Sesh encourages others to consider a career in childcare.
It's very rewarding working with kids, so it's definitely something that people should consider. It's a fun, definitely a fun career.
Jessica Mills Clark says there is need for additional child care providers in Ketchikan. Those interested in learning more about the CDA program can contact the Association for the Education of Young Children at 888-785-1235. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.